So the topic we're looking at now is the 150th anniversary of Lourdes. And I was asking you, Sean, have you ever been to Lourdes, or do you know anybody that's been there?
I've never been myself personally. It's somewhere I'm looking to go, but I have got close personal friends who go absolutely every year. Their family go, they take a group of people, they work with them, and they say it's second to none, not just for the religious experience, but scenically it's beautiful as well. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the religious side of it, it's a feeling like none other, is the way I've had it described.
Excellent, good. I mean, I've been to Lourdes. I took my daughter there. I have a handicapped daughter, and we took her to Lourdes. And, you know, it was a very interesting experience. First off, that no one has to believe in the visions at Lourdes, even though they're approved. I mean, the Vatican says this is a visionary of Lourdes. It does not have to be part of your faith, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not de fide to say that Bernadette saw Mary at Lourdes, you know. So no one has to find this part of their faith. And I'm actually very sceptical about all apparitions, if I tell you the honest mm-hmm. truth. None of them are required. You know, Revelation itself finishes with the book of the Apocalypse in the Bible, mm-hmm. you know, and that's definitive revelation, and that's what we need to believe. That's what, you know, that's the Word of God. Everything else is then personal. It's mm-hmm. not it's personal revelation. It's private rather than public, you know. I found it interesting, the experience there. You know, it was very prayerful. I loved the Mass in the underground basilica. You know, I loved the experience of taking my daughter there, you know, to the... My wife obviously took her down to the baths and whatever else, and I took my son there, my two sons and my daughters. And, you know, they had the experience of washing their hands with the water and then finding it very dry. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of freaked my son out, you know, because he was going through a kind of atheistic phase at the point, and he wasn't very happy with that at all, you know. you know, because the taps are just outside and you wash your hands underneath them like that and you do that and then they're dry and you go, oh, right, they were wet a minute ago. And, you know, he found that a bit freaky, you know. And, you know, it's a lovely place, as you said, you know, down there right in the mountains, you know, on the border between France and Spain, and the wee river running through the Garve, I think it's called, you know, ice-cold mountain. You know,
that is one of those places on Earth that has that specific and special feeling about it. Do you know what I mean? It has everything. Mm-hmm. It has a great ethos, a great build up of faith from the amount of people that are there. It's a community mm-hmm. when you come in, and it's just one of those special places on Earth that I do think needs to be visited.
Yeah, well, I would thoroughly recommend it. You know what I mean? As a site of pilgrimage, you know, yes, you know, because you do have that lovely experience of the torchlight procession at night, and you do have, you know, the Mass in either the upper or the lower basilica, and, you know, you can have that communality of Catholicism, you know, where you mm-hmm. have people from all around the world, you know, and mm-hmm. you see people from South Africa and South America, and, you know, you see people from, you know, every European country, uh-huh. you know, Germany, Italy, France, wherever, you know, and Spain and Scotland, and they're all together, and the one thing you share is the uh-huh. Catholic faith.
I mean, you could be standing in the centre and hear a variety of languages and mm-hmm. can't understand the word, but you know what the conversation is about.
They're all there together.
And you know
that's
why
right.
they're there.
That's right, yeah.
And I think that's one of those things that adds to it being that really special place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, you know. And, you know, obviously at the time of the visions, you know, the I am the Immaculate Conception, she said in the sort of the dialect of the area, which, of course, they said, well, you know, Bernadette being an uneducated, you know, sort of peasant girl, you know, couldn't mm-hmm. have had any understanding of what those words meant. So mm-hmm. that was one of the things that led them to believe in, you know, the authenticity of the mm-hmm. vision, as well as obviously the authenticated miracles, you know, that uh-huh. are there at Lourdes, where people have been cured of all... My daughter wasn't cured, incidentally, just so you know, she's still as autistic as ever she was. But, you know, there are the miracles that people attest to and say, you know, I went to Lourdes and I got mm-hmm. better, you know.
Yep.
And obviously a miracle is a sign of God's intervention, you know, so...
Uh-huh.
It is something that a lot of young people get a lot from, as you said.
Oh, definitely. It's mm-hmm. an experience, and an experience like none other. Mm-hmm. And it's something special.
Yeah. Kind of communality, you know, of isn't uh-huh. it? You know, of young people who share their faith, sharing it together. Mm-hmm. And also being of service, you know, because often they go as people who, like, push wheelchairs mm-hmm. or assist somebody.
That's why my friend went.
That's right.
It's just that chance to help and mm-hmm. the opportunity that it gives, yeah. an opportunity that might not be present wherever they're from, or they might not get many chances to show their devotion or to show they mm-hmm. can ways in which they can help, but when they go to Lourdes, they are there,
that's right. Uh-huh. And everybody can do that, you know, everybody can push a wheelchair, everybody can lift somebody, everybody can help somebody walk, everybody mm-hmm. can, you know, you don't need to be, you know, like a university lecturer, you don't need to have, you know, like the CCC memorized in your head, you know, just doing good is, you uh-huh. know, is you just have to be there and help people, you know.
That's one of the ways yeah. to show the faith is through yourself, through genuine acts of kindness and
that's right.
If you might not be able to articulate the faith or for whatever reason, but if you omit the faith, then
yes, that then you've, you know, that's right, if you leave it out completely. So people at Lourdes get a chance to express it. And the other thing I like about Lourdes is the dignity it gives to people of handicap. You know, all too often our world wants to hide people away, you know, wants to say, you know, no, no, I don't want to look at that, that's ugly, or that's different, or that's strange, and that frightens me. Whereas in Lourdes, the people of all kinds of handicap, you know, mental, physical, whatever, you know, are sort of welcomed and and accepted and made the centre of the whole experience and, you know, given a dignity and a place and time. And, you know, people are, you know, okay, it takes longer to get there. Well, that's fine. You take longer. You know, you know, somebody in a wheelchair, yeah, it's going to take longer, you know. You know, if you're going up the high, the stations there, you know, that's a trek, by the way. You know,
boy. I can imagine.
My daughter has autism and she walks normally, but those, we had to get a wheelchair to push her up there, you know. And, oh, my goodness, you know, I was, I felt like I'd done a workout, you know.
Got
up there, you know.
No need for the gym, just go to Lourdes.
Oh, absolutely, you know, because it is built on a mountainside, you know. And, you know, having that experience, you know, and knowing that everybody's okay with that, you know, yeah, it's going to take time. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, it, you know, it might not flow as beautifully as great liturgy does with wonderful music, though the music is often lovely and moving, you know. But, you know, it's that, just that joy of the presence of people who remind us of our own handicap, because we all have them, you know. They might not be as visible, you know, we all are shy, or we're nervous, or we're dyslexic, or we're dyspraxic, or, you know, I mean, we all have these, and they might be invisible, you know, whereas the wheelchair is very visible. You know, people meet my daughter, who has autism, and initially when you meet her, you know, she's not handicapped, you know, she looks fine, she can walk, she can see, she can hear, you know, but obviously she has major problems with her development, you know, of communication and relationship. And yet in Lourdes, that's fine, you know, she makes a noise, she, you know, she wants to cry out in the church, you know, that's fine, nobody's going to turn around, nobody's going to make a fuss, you know.
Exactly, it's that acceptance that's very much not present in the societies we live in.
I think you're right, it's that acceptance is exactly the word, you know, that Lourdes says to you, everybody, God loves you, and you are welcome here. This is God's house and you're welcome in it, and it's a message we all need to hear.
Exactly, it's one of the great places on earth to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. And you know, the lovely thing is to be able to sing there together with people of all languages, you know, to join in the Marian hymns, and to, you know, you can sing in Latin there, you know, and you can give it laldi, you know.
Oh, George, the singing is not something for me.
Ah, well, you know, you
even
know,
in Lourdes I wouldn't even.
It's better to sing yourself than be sung at by a carousel, you know, as God rest my father would say, you know, you know? But you can still experience the singing, you know? You can feel that being lifted along by the music, and you know, it's, and that, feel that joy, you know?
It's that sense of, again, it's that sense of community and acceptance.
That's right. And actually, you know, although we were talking earlier about Amoris Laetitiae, Lourdes is really about the joy of love. Because you see real love, you see service, you know, you see families looking after their, you know, their people. You see non-relatives, people not related to these people at all, just taking the time, making the effort, getting there, you know, helping them get dressed, helping them get, you know, ready, you know. And that's service, that's real love. You know,
and sometimes it can be total strangers, people, the groups that go might never have met before.
That's right, you know, and you might be offered someone, you know, who you've never met, and as you say, you know, it's now your job for that week to help them, or many days it is, you know.
And that grows many of the values, it grows the relationships, the caring, and that allows you to show that.
That's right. And of course, at the end of the day, it's about the Blessed Virgin Mary, and you know, all Catholics should have a great devotion to Mary. You know? Always think, if you've not got a devotion to Mary, you need to ask yourself, why not? If this is the person Jesus loved most in the world, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you can express it in a variety of different ways. It doesn't have to be going to Lourdes, but, you know, you should say to yourself, you know, why? You know, why do I have no relationship with Mary? Because even when you can't pray, and all of us go through times when we can't pray, Mother Teresa went through years when she couldn't pray, you can always say the rosary.
You know, exactly.
You know, because the rosary is that prayer that you can say when you can't say any other.
It's always there for you.
That's right. So, I think we'll stop there. Thanks very much, Sean. It's been interesting.
It's been a pleasure.
Good. And we'll see how that sounds. And please let us know. Get back to us. You know, you can email us and let us know if you think these ramblings are worth hearing. Or you can ask us to discuss a particular topic if you think we can have something to say about it. So, for now, goodbye and God bless from George and...
Sean.
Goodbye.